Mrs. Smith, hi there. I'm Dr. Grandy. We met yesterday. Thanks for coming in. How are things?
Still really painful. I'm not sleeping, and it's so tough to get around.
Sure, I can see that. You know, let's hope we can get you feeling better soon.
Yeah, that would be great.
So I reviewed the results of your scan, and the situation is as we thought. One of the discs that sits between your backbones has moved. Maybe you've heard the term slipped disc?
I think I've heard of the term.
So the disc is pushing against a nerve that starts in your back and travels down your leg. And by pinching on that nerve, it's the disc that's causing the pain.
Okay.
So unfortunately, that's really what we're dealing with here, I think.
Oh?
So, you know, this is sort of fairly common. When people report having an injury, they mention some sort of activity, and most of the time we just don't know for sure. And the discs, I mentioned, sit between the bones in your back and help make your spine flexible.
Okay.
So too much pressure on one side of the disc forces it to move away from that pressure. Think about it like a bar of soap between your hands.
Oh, all right.
Luckily, you know, the discs are held in place by ligaments. However, if the disc moves too far from one side, it stretches the ligaments. And as you know, this can be quite painful, just like when you sprain your ankle and when you twist it too far.
Yeah, exactly.
So if the ligament in your back gives too much, the disc actually gets pushed out, and then it pushes on the nerves in that area. And the pain will travel wherever that nerve goes. And this is what has happened to you.
Right. Okay, so does this disc need to be removed? I've heard some people get a surgical operation for this kind of thing.
Well, there's actually a number of options available. So, you know, some people have an operation and remove the disc, but others, you know, choose simpler things. In other words, there are some different ways to deal with this problem. So let me try and explain. And before I do, you know, some people like seeing diagrams, some like having explanations. What sort of things do you prefer?
Anything, really. Whatever's fine.
Okay, so let me start here. There's three main ways, you know, I think to manage this problem. One is remaining active. Having injections, I think, is our second option, and having surgery would be our third. Let me try and give you some more detail about those.
Okay.
All right, so what you need to know is that many people get better from this problem by really doing simple things like using painkillers, doing simple exercises, and just remaining active. And if they do this for a few weeks, it really helps. You know, a third of all people who have this problem recover completely after 6 weeks or less.
Oh, and okay.
So, you know, many people, even if they're not fully recovered, are able to get back to work, you know, in a couple weeks.
Okay.
You know, some people, unfortunately, need more than this. And one treatment is to get an injection, like I said, where there's pressure on the nerve. Essentially, this is, you know, swelling from the ligament and the ligament being stretched. And unfortunately, that's when the nerve gets pinched. Remember that soap in the hand thing?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So this type of injection that I was talking about significantly reduces that swelling and actually kills the pain after a week or so. Unfortunately, this happens in some but not all people. You can have up to three of these kinds of injections, and we call them epidural injections.
Three?
Yeah, three. You know, another approach is, you know, essentially surgery to remove the disc. This operation is successful in the short term. About 40 out of 100 patients like you. And after a year, 60 and 100 patients. It does, however, mean that you need to take 6 or so weeks off from work after the operation.
And, okay.
Yeah, so obviously it's not something that we suggest as a first treatment. I'm happy to provide you with some information about these three different options if you'd like.
Yeah, that would be good. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. Okay, I just want to be sure you understood what I've said so far. I know it's a lot to take in all at once. Can you tell me, in your own words, what you've understood about the different treatment options?
Okay. I think you've told me that there are different ways to handle this. There's a realistic option to wait and see whether to go for the injection and perhaps an operation if things don't improve. Did I get it?
Yep, that's right. Nicely done. Do you have any more questions?
No, I think that's it. Thanks a lot. This really helps me to understand what's happening.
Okay, so now that I've explained a few things about where the pain comes from, I'm interested to know a little bit more about what you think.
About?
Well, in cases like this, in fact, there are a few choices we need to make about how to proceed. I need to know about how this pain is affecting you. This way we can work out how best to get you feeling better.
You know, it's really awful. I can't really bend down at all.
Sure. I can definitely understand that, and I know the limitation makes a lot of things difficult. You know, what I meant was, I want to know more about how the pain in your back, you know, affects things that are important for you. I'm not sure, you know, what kind of work you do. Can you take some time, or do you need to get back to work, like, you know, right away, at least in the short term?
Oh, I see. Well, I work as a security officer, you know, like shift work, but it's really flexible. There are some times we, you know, have to sit for a while or stand around, but it really depends.
So, is it really urgent for you to get it back to work?
It's not that urgent, but I'll definitely miss having that paycheck. Anyway, they can find someone to cover for me if needed. Is that what you mean? I think my bosses will understand.
No problem. I was just, you know, only concerned if you had to rush back or, you know, whether you had the option of taking some time off. You know, that would really help us a lot to consider what best to do for you here, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely think I can take some time.
Nice. That's great. It really helps to know that. So what about the pain? Are you sleeping at night? You know, would you prefer to control this kind of a problem with, you know, some kind of stronger painkiller? Or might you rather take a different approach? Something like, you know, giving physical therapy more time? You know, what about seeing a chiropractor or even an acupuncturist? You know, maybe even getting an injection or maybe considering a surgical option if the pain doesn't get any better.
Yeah, thanks for asking. I am losing a lot of sleep, but, you know, I don't like taking medicines a lot. And I'm sure I'd want to avoid an operation. Do you think I'll need an operation? If that's the case, then I'd have to think about it because I don't know if I've told you, but I also take care of my grandfather. He lives with me at home, and it would be really hard to kind of be away from him or even the house, you know, for a while.
So I was thinking it would be a good idea to schedule you in for an injection next week.
Really? Do you think so?
Yes, I do. But, you know, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that one. Are painkillers not enough? I'd like to wait and see if the painkillers work first. Is that okay?
Don't worry. The injection takes no time at all. You'll see.
Oh, really? Rather than waiting to see if the painkillers work?
Yes. In my opinion, it's best to use the painkillers with the injection.
Okay.
So, here's the prescriptions for the painkillers. You know, take them regularly. That'll help you stay mobile and active. I'll schedule the injection for you in a couple days. Sound good?
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'll see you then.
Absolutely. See you soon.